Hello, everyone. This is going to be the new style from now on. I'm going to speak off the top of my head, and when I need vocabulary words that pop into my mind that I'm trying to say, I got my Webster's New World Dictionary Thesaurus Second Edition, and I'm also going to have this as the new style because I've proven that, yes, I can read to you and tell you what I think at the same time. But those days are over, so any reading I'll do, I'll just tell you the source, but I'll speak off the dome primarily, and if you hear me use vocabulary words, that's because I'm flipping through the pages, go, okay, that's the word I wanted to use, because that's the word I need to use. So without further ado, let's get into the episode, shall we? So I decided, how am I going to deal with mainstream porn? Because I do have to deal with them. And I say that respectfully. I say that with inner peace in my heart. And I say that with healthy anticipation. What that means is, at some point, I will be a webcam model. I want to be the kind of webcam model where people of all sexual disorders and people of all reproductive disorders, people who have survived all kinds of sex crimes, and people who survived all kinds of violent crimes, and people who have survived body image issues, and lastly, people who have been made to feel that they're subhuman because they're prudes or have kinks or because they're into consent, because they're slutty, because they're sex havers, and because they have the kind of body that society goes, ugh. That's who I want to be a webcam model for. I decided that is something that I have to do and need to do, because there isn't a webcam model that I know of that has the majority of their fan base, their consumers being those who've been abused and traumatized. And those who have been made to feel that sexual narcissism is their lot in life, that they have to keep surviving. So, also, to have a fan base that knows what it's like to endure narcissistic sexual abuse, to me, that is why I have to webcam modeling, because I want to show people that it is okay to be your own standard of beauty. It is okay to be your own standard of sexual relaxation. It is okay for you to be your own sexual personality, erotic blueprint type, And it doesn't have to fit society's checklist. And that it's okay for you to be the height that you are, the weight that you are. Not everybody has to be skinny. It's okay if you're short. It's okay if you're very tall. It's okay if everybody's not muscular. It's okay if not everybody has a big penis. It's okay if not everybody has big testicles. You can have a small penis and have an excellent penis inside and outside of sex. And if you have a very big penis, that's still an excellent penis inside and outside of sex. If you have very small testicles or even very big testicles, they're both excellent pairs of testicles inside and outside of sex. Okay, maybe I don't last that long in bed, or maybe when it comes to sex, I don't need all the 30 minutes to be fulfilled, erotically speaking. And that's okay. I want to be a webcam model for those kinds of people who made to feel like, you know what, Antonio, you are a major part of my sexual progress. I used to live in sexual regress until I discovered you. And that's how I want to do it for. I want people who have been raped and sexually assaulted and sexual bullying victims and sexual misconduct victims, sexual slavery victims, sexual exploitation victims and sexual abuse victims and sexual harassment victims, street harassment victims and sexual violence victims and sexual trauma victims and sexual victimization victims and unethical sex tourism victims. I want them to be like, well, Antonio's the only person that makes me feel that I can have oneness with my own eroticism. I mix well with my own sexuality. And I am of communion with my own sensuality. And Antonio makes me feel like I'm the most physically beautiful, spiritually beautiful person on earth. And that's who I want to be a webcam model for. I want to not have them worry about money. I'll work with them to make sure that they can have access to my content. But like, don't worry about the money. I'm very sympathetic. We got you. What that means is that either a discount or I can have a special webcam modeling just for them. Be like, if you can't afford it, I'll send it to you. I'll do special videos just for you. Just tell me what your address is. Don't worry about, but I may not afford it, but I really want it. I'm like, I got you. It's free just for you. If you've shown me the evidence that financially you're struggling and financially you're having a difficult time, you know, and you're not sure what's going to happen, I want to give you free webcam modeling just for you. Tell me your name and tell me what you need me to do so you can feel like sex is a wonderful part of my true identity. Or eroticism is one of the reasons why I enjoy being alive. And sensuality is one of the reasons why I breathe so peacefully. I'm like, you know what? I got you. I will make videos just for you. I'll send them to you. I'll ship them to you. I'll pay for it to come to your home, wherever it is. And that's how it will be. I'm that way when it comes to low-income adults. And I'm that way when it comes to people who be like, you know what, Antonio, I'm really on hard times, but that hasn't rid myself of urges. You know, can you really help me out? Because I wanna delight in my own horniness. You know, I'm sick and tired of hating being human. I'm sick and tired of hating my own biological urges. Tonya, please help me out. And I'm like, yes, I will help you. You know, I mean, those would be my dedicated fans. There's, you know, to those on welfare, I'll ship it to them for free, low income free. They just have to show me evidence that they're doing the best they can, but life is just lifing wrongly towards them. Because I don't believe in being taken advantage of, but I also believe in empathy. It's a balance. I don't have to be doormatted in order to healthily assist others in doing what's right, right? So as long as you say, hey, Antonio, look, this is my pay stub, this is my government cheese, and, you know, this is, I don't make much every day, I'm doing my best, you know, the job market, I have to work multiple jobs, you know, I may have to work multiple jobs, I do a lot of part-time jobs, I have to do a full-time job and some side gigs that pay a little bit of money, but I'm still struggling. I will make sure that my webcam modeling videos is free for them. I'll make sure that my webcam modeling is free for those who have to work multiple jobs, those who are low income, those who are on welfare, those on Social Security, those who rely on Medicare, Medicaid, and, you know, those who are, you know, those who are the working poor, house poor, I'll make sure it's free for them. You know, that's how I feel. Those on social programs, I'm like, I got you. Because just because you're on those programs, it's like, but I still have erotic, sexual, sensual needs as a human being. But I don't know how to go about it. And that's when I come in and be a webcam model. I want to be a webcam model for people with disabilities, people who are labeled with Asperger's, people with autism, people with Down syndrome, people with dysgraphia, dyslexia, and just all disability labels. I want to be like, okay, I want to do sign language webcam modeling. I want to do Braille webcam modeling, where I write what I was doing and I send it to them and they read with their hands, or I do sign language for those who are deaf, because I may have fans who hard of hearing and can't hear, and so I want to do it for them. I also want to do porn videos for, you know, I meant to say webcam modeling videos for people who are invalids, people who don't walk, and people are labeled handicapped. I know these are harsh terms. It's hard for me to use them. Sadly, it's the only way some people understand what an unfortunate society we live in. And I want to be a webcam model for people who are asexual, gray sexual. People like, well, I really don't have urges like that, but I really like what you're doing, Antonio. I'm still, you know, loving your content. And people who have faced domestic violence, people who have faced genital modification mutilation, I want to be a webcam model for them. You know, yeah, you know, what they did to my body against my will. But, you know, Antonio, this is the therapy I need right now. You're giving me that therapy I need. You know, I want people to be able to say, I no longer cover myself with a towel for long periods of time before, during, and after I bathe and shower. I no longer hate having to undress myself. I no longer feel fearful when I disrobe before a partner, before somebody I'm safe with. You know, I want to do it. I want to be a webcam model for people with stretch marks. And plus, it helps me heal knowing that people who have faced what I face when I disrobe before them, or when I'm halfway disrobed before them or fully clothed, they're like, Antonio, yeah, you're my sex symbol. It's like, wow, the least of these has the hots for me. They think I'm the hottest human ever. That brings cheerfulness to my spirit. I also want to use subscription sites. I may use them all. And some people are like, Antonio, are you serious? Yeah, I may get accounts with all of them because I want all subscription sites in terms of, you know, diversified fans. You know, they may say, Antonio, this is what I use. You know, so for example, if they're like, well, I use this site because I can afford it. Or I'm on multiple sites because there's multiple people, multiple sites I like. I want to be able to say I'm on all of them just in case I don't miss them. I may use all the cam sites because they have more, they all have more pluses than minuses. I may use all of them because I don't want to miss anybody. Because there's a lot of people in this world who are sexually struggling, erotically struggling, sensually struggling, romantically struggling. I want to be a webcam model and use cam sites and subscription sites for people who feel like, you know, I just got a divorce, or, you know, I'm healing from being cheated on. And, you know, I'm healing from emotional affairs, and I want to be able to reach all of them. So I decided I'm going to get on all the cam sites. I'm going to get on all the subscription sites. I'm talking about the ones that allow me to be me on these platforms. And I decided the reason why I have to do these things, because a lot of people are like, well, okay, I like the webcam model idea, the cam site, subscription sites, but none of them are truly helping me to solve, resolve, address, and redress, you know, feeling like I'm not ejaculating enough or being made to feel bad because I ejaculate too much. And I want to be able to help understand there's no such thing as too little, too much when it comes to ejaculation. It's just fine. You know, my stomach and the way it droops over, or my breasts and they sag, or I'm a man, but I'm made to feel bad because people call them titties, and, you know, my arms are drooping, or I'm elderly and the saddlebags, this is getting to me. I want to be able to say there are plenty of people who are aroused by those parts of who and what you are. And I'm one of them. And I'll tell them that I am definitely one of them. This is one of the reasons why I'm doing this for you. I want elderly people to feel like, doesn't matter how old you are, you're human, you're an adult. So you can be a sexy senior citizen. Doesn't matter what they said. You can be a sexy big person. It doesn't matter what they said. You can be sexy. And the label lazy eye and cross eye doesn't change that. Because your eyes arouse the right people. And I'm one of them. And I'll tell each of them, I like your size. I like your eyes. I like seeing you look old. I'm one of them. I want you to be my fan because I'm a fan of yours. And that's how I am. It doesn't matter how dark you are. I would tell them, I prefer you. Well, you know, some people may say, my voice, no, I prefer your voice. It's needed. But I'm shy. Your shyness is needed. But I'm soft-spoken. Your soft-spokenness is needed. But I've had a not-so-good sexual past. I would say we're in the same boat. I prefer you. You remind me of me. Or, you know, I may not have all my teeth in my mouth. I don't care. I prefer you no matter what. Or, you know, I may have crusty feet and my feet aren't that good. I want your feet. Give me your feet. That's what I'll tell them. And they'll be like, you know, sometimes my anxiety disorders get act up. I'm like, I have anxiety issues. We're gonna flare up in anxiety together. You're not gonna do it by yourself. Or I get depressed. You wanna be depressed with me? Will you lift me up? I lift you up. Or, you know, but there's this eating disorder. Sometimes I'm like, I understand. When I was in college, often I was underweight because I was afraid of being obese like a lot of my family members. We're going to overcome this eating struggle together. I just got my weight under control for the very first time in my life. We're going to be each other's accountability partner. You're going to make sure I eat enough and make sure you eat enough. And we're going to make sure we eat for the right reasons instead of because of fear. And then they would say, you know, Antonio, I'm struggling with bipolar. I'm like, I was in a psych ward. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to live an environment and everybody you eat with has that label. I'm like, it's okay. I know what it's like to have to be considered for medication. I would say, look, it's okay. Don't hide your bipolar from me. If you need to take breaks, can you take breaks with me? If you get angry, can you promise me that you won't take it out on me because I love you and I have it in my heart to protect you? So I need you to have it in your heart to protect me, and I need you to love me. I know what it's like to be a happy person and you're so tortured and that you can't occasionally at times not flare up. I get it. Or if they say, Tony, I got real bad schizophrenia, I'll say, I understand. I know what it's like for people to shame you for being angry because you're always such a nice person. But what happened to me as a childhood wasn't always nice. I was afraid of being considered cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because I was angry about the things that everybody else around me should have been angry at, but they was trying to sweep shit under the fucking rug. I'm like, look, when you feel like you're about to have episode in this case. When you feel like it's getting too much emotionally, can you please let me know? Like, if you need time, can I be there with you? Because I don't want you to hang yourself. I don't want you to shoot yourself. I don't want you to leave me, because I need you. I'll never kill myself because I know you need me. So no matter how bad it gets, can we promise not to take it out on each other? Can you promise to still be nice to me even though you're going through? Because I'll be nice to you know when you're going through. And I'll say, I'll also say, like, you know, some people may say, Tony, I have these suicidal ideations. I'm like, I know what it's like to try to take yourself. I'll say, look, you can't leave me. Because I can't go through any more trauma. And don't leave somebody that loves you, that adores you, that lets you be the real you. So these are kind of talks I'll have with my fans. And I'll be like, when I'm sad, it's your job to uplift me because I don't have it in that moment. And when you're sad, it's my job to uplift you because I know you don't have it in that moment. So that's how I'll be with my fans. And I decided that that's the kind of love that I'll have for them to have for me. And I'll be like, you know, when I'm about to be hard on myself, I need you to interrupt me and say, we're not doing that. You're going to be nice to yourself. You're going to say kind things about yourself, because being hard on yourself is going to cause more trauma. And we're in no more trauma, right? And I'll say, when you're hard on yourself, I'm in love and interject. Like, no, you've healed too much to regress. But you can never heal too much to progress, right? That's what I'll say to them. I want to be the webcam model where it's like, I even speak encouraging words over their lives. I want to be a sex surrogate partner therapy webcam model. I want to be a tantric sex webcam model. I want to be a sensual eroticism, sacred sexuality webcam model too. Because I feel like that would be important for me to help them out with. And I also want to do like yoga, meditation, kundalini type webcam model where in Zumba stuff, like, hey, this is what I learned in class and this is what you do so the sexiness can immerse itself from you in you. And I know I may have webcam, you know, some fans who be like, hey, Antonio, I'm attracted to you. Is it okay for me to attract you? I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I'm attracted to you too. It's okay. You're my standard of beauty. I'm your standard of beauty. Come on. It'll be like that. And if they feel like some fans of Black Antonio, I know you're not going to make me feel stupid and crazy for asking this, but I feel so close to you. Can I gift you with whatever you need? Can I just give you a gift? Can I just, you know, give you like your favorite gift cards or, you know, like a present because I want to show my gratitude? And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll just have it sent to my professional headquarters. Because I can't give out my personal address to everybody. But my professional headquarters is like, oh, okay, you can send it mail here. And that's how I'll get it and then take it to my home. And then, I gotta really be honest. Some of my fans will be like, Antonio, we're cut from the same cloth. Can we just make love, please? I promise to be a sensitive lover to you. I promise to be an excellent asset to your sexual novelty journey. And I promise to not give you flashbacks of what happened to you as a child. I have what it takes. I'll just agree to meet them in person. And if how they are in person is exactly how they are over the camera, the computer, the laptop, then I'd be like, I would go for it. That's not a conflict of interest because I'm being sexy for a living. When you're being sexy for a living, some people are going to want to sleep with you. So that comes with the territory. If you're a webcam model, sometimes fans are like, well, we are a lot alike in personality. We like the same things. We dislike the same things. And we approach sex and sexual eroticism the same ways. So I don't think it's bad to be with fans in that way. I don't think that's a bad thing. Not every fan you should do that with because they may not be a good fit for you outside of the webcam client deal. I get that. But when you're being sexy for a living, you get to do things that people who aren't sexy for a living cannot do. Like, if you're not sexy for a living, you really can't sleep with your fans like that because it would be hazardous to your business. But because I turn people on, and I get turned on by turning people on, and I get paid to do both, it's not a bad thing. And it's like, I feel like for me, I would love to use cam site subscription sites because I want people to understand that the money plays a role in the happiness, but that's not the biggest reason why I'm doing it. The biggest reason I want to do it is so people can no longer have the fugly, meaning fucking ugly, mentality about themselves. You know, people will no longer feel like I am worthy of vomit. No. Plus, I want to be a webcam model that people can say, Antonio, do you know what it's like to be me, to feel ugly? Be like, yeah. And a part of them be like, you know what? You did tell your story. I remember now. And they'll be like, you weren't offended by the question. No, I'm not. I need to be asked that question. Sometimes talking about my past needs to be done. And I would say, I know what it's like. I'm black. I'm autistic. I mean, when you're black and autistic, you're made to feel ugly every day. And, you know, and I would tell them that's why I had a lot of sex back then. I was trying to prove to myself that I'm gorgeous. That's one of the reasons why that happened. So I wanted to be a webcam model for black people made to feel like well, my brown skin, my dark skin, and my too high yellow light. I'm nearly white, and I'm made to feel like, you know, something wrong with me, and people making albino mean jokes, and people saying I ain't really black because I'm light, and some people saying I'm too dark, too black because of my, you know, chocolate skin, and da-da-da-da. I want to say, look, I understand you. There are times where I was like, imagine myself being white. Because I got tired of all the hurt that I used to feel being black sometimes. I know what it's like to not be made to feel like that you're not black enough or not black at all because, you know, I went to excellent private schools and I have a college degree and I've had a lot of international success in my life. So I can relate. I also want to do be a webcam model for people who are neurodiverse, neurodivergent, like Antonio. I don't even have to ask you if you understand, because you already do. You know, you make me feel at home with my learning styles. And you make me feel at home with how my brain is structured. You never make me feel like I'm dumb. You never make me feel like I'm insane. You never call me slow. You never call me the R word. You never use the word retardation regarding me or anybody else, and I appreciate you for that. They may actually say that word. I'm just saying, when people are comfortable with you, sometimes certain speech is certain speech, right? So I've had to plus, I want to be able to send kind messages, people, gifts, some people, and, you know, from my professional headquarters to their home and just give certain people. Just, you know, it could be like, we can exchange thank you letters. It could be gift cards. It could be clothes. It could be food. It could be drinks. It could be anything. Yeah. Will I have a social life with some of my fans? I'm pretty sure. Will it be done with other people to make sure that I'm safe and secure? Yeah. Yeah. Now, when I look at how my life is, I truly feel, I want people to know that you are your own definition of photogenic. You are your own definition of loving cameras. I want to be a webcam model for people who have experienced amputations, you know, amputees. To say, you know, Antonio, I'm missing an arm or a leg. Am I still attractive? Tell me the truth, Antonio. Tell me what I need to hear. I would say, yes. I would say, if I held you and embraced you and felt you literally, would that help you? And they'll be like, yes. And I would say, is it okay if I be with you and embrace all of you and not fixate on the arm or the leg or anything? Can we just focus on us? It would be that way. And I think that in regards to web compiling, how would I do it? I'm speaking off the top of my head. I would do like sexting and risque chatting and selling his underwear and homemade sex tapes and, you know, selling my my sexual role playing videos to people. I would do that kind of stuff. And I think they would really, I'll have webcam fans like Antonio. I'm LGBTQI+. And you're sexually fluid, gender fluid. And, can I get rainbow affection from you? That'll make me smile. I'm like, sure, yes, you can. Some of my fans, Black and Tony, you know, if I hug you, I'm going to be all over you. And I can't guarantee that I'll stop. So, if you touch, it's going to happen. I'll be like, I understand, and I'm willing to enjoy it anyway. Because the fans I have will respect me enough. Like, okay, I honor your bodily integrity and bodily autonomy. You honor my bodily integrity and bodily autonomy, too. And what it would be like for me to webcam model honestly, the cameras will work well. The lighting will be fine. And I think I'll start off by sharing how everybody's loved, and then I'll just fulfill all their sexual fantasies. Oh, dress like this today. Can you dress like a cop today, Antonio? Dress like a doctor today, or dress like a dentist today, or, you know, play this sexy music while you do your Zumba moves, or play this sexy movie while you do your yoga moves, or recite this sexual poetry while you do your gym workout moves, right? And that'll definitely be me. And then I think that'll be really dope for me to do. And I've also felt like, you know, when it comes to webcam modeling, I can do imitations or You know, I can make sensual movements with my mouth or tongue or my eyes or, you know, I'll even like make certain sounds and words that turn them on. I'll do ad-libbing and jokes that make them do the steam beam, if that's what I call it. So it's basically how a biz webcam model would just, I would get paid beautifully. The kind of fans I would have, they wouldn't shortchange me at all. And, the kind of fans I'll have too, these would be the type of fans where we would start at a time where they can all come. And I want to be on all the campsites, you know, because that's how I make a lot of money. And I feel like there'll be a lot of people who will probably run into me, and I'll be the type of webcam model who will, I'll take constructive criticism so I can mature as a webcam model. And I'll be in consultation, well, free consultation, other webcam models. Be like, okay, how did you do this? How did you do that? Can I duplicate the good you do and put my spin to it? Oh, okay, okay, I'll give you permission. Or what do you say or do that keeps your business going? And is there a way we could work together? Because I really want to get to where you are, but I want to have my own success. I don't want to take your success. That's what I'll be. I'll be a student of other webcam models. I'll be learning and growing and evolving for the better as a webcam model. And I'll be learning how to go about these camps and subscription sites. You know, that would be me. That'll definitely be me. And then I feel like, I feel like it would be fun to have fans where, I can also have them help me with tips on webcam. Like, I can teach people how to do it. I can mentor aspiring webcam models. That would be really awesome. And what I mean says that to have fans who can even like, they're like, tell me I want to learn how to do it, and I can show them how I do it and say, and be your own personality. I might have guest webcam models come in and we might do webcam shows together, because they may say, hey, I want you and this other one, or you and these other webcam models. I like them too. I like y'all. That, can y'all pair up? And so their fans will be my fans. My fans will be their fans. This is what's going to happen. And then, I look at, like, what I've been called to do. And, I And I'll say, wow, you know, I'm pretty sure the webcam models and I will be talking like, oh my God, you know, I saw your stuff. I saw your stuff too, Antonio. I'm a fan. You're a fan. I'm like, this is cool. I'm pretty sure some of the webcam models be like, Antonio, I've seen your stuff. I want to jump your bones. I'll be like, can I jump your bones? I'll say it playfully in that way. Like, oh, you asking for a consent. That is so sweet. I'm going to jump your bones even more because of that. So, hey, that sometimes that happens. Webcam models are fans of other webcam models. Hey, you know, it's like we help support each other. Financially, you need help. Financially, you need help. Other times, webcam models are like, look, I just want to help support you financially and sleep with you. Or I can just sleep with you. Or I can just find support. How can I help you out? If we really get along with that, I'll say all of the above. But that's just me. And then I'll say, you know, that many of them will look at me and totally have the hots for me. And some will just be like, let's be friends. And, you know, let's have an excellent friendship because I like what you're doing. And Tony, I'm going to keep, you know, I want to add elements, what you do to what I do. You got elements, what I do to what we do. And so it's like we're maturing each other. You know, we're sharpening each other's iron, so to speak. And then, as for being a webcam model, here's how I would turn people on. I would honestly give them erotic affirmations and have them come up with it, and they can, and I can, you know, have them recite it, and I can recite mine, because people need affirmation in a sense of belonging more than anything today and days after that. And erotic affirmations is basically we all coming up with our own erotica and articulating it so lusciously and seductively. That's a way that I can turn them on. And it's a way that I get turned on by them too. I think, you know, I would make sure, like, for example, one of the ways I can turn them on is doing, like, word challenges of dictionaries and making it sexy, or random facts and making it sexy. It's like healthy intellectual banter. Because I want sapiosexuals, sapiophiles to be my fans too. I want nerds to go, oh my God, I love Antonio. and I want demisex with, oh my God, I feel so emotionally safe with him. And, you know, bibliophiles, oh, he loves to read. He's my favorite right here. Or he loves to travel and he talks about places he's been. This is getting me hot and heavy, horny right now. And, I would do, like, healthy motivational speaking for people. Who were made to feel like they're sexual rejects. I would be a Me Too movement friendly webcam model. And location would be safe. I would honor my fans. Some of them may have sensory overload, information overload, and sensory issues, sensory processing. So I want to be the kind of webcam model that not too much texture, not too much light, not too much touch, not too much fabric going on. I would sing sexy songs, sexy rhymes. I would give out sex facts and sex tips. I would be like an entertaining webcam model. I might do sexy miming and I might do strip teases, some twerking, some lap dancing, some neo burlesque, some go-go dancing, some sexercise, some hoochie-coochie as it's called, some mushra, some belly dancing, like hula hoop dancing, that type of stuff. And I would do exotic erotic dancing all the time. I think it would be great to also just juggling objects like a I'm gonna be a sexy clown, and we're gonna have our personal circus freak shows because I could playfully tease them and playfully have them craving more. And overall, I'm gonna just be a webcam model where, you know, yes, my gestures, my facial expressions, my nonverbal communication, my body language, my tone of words, my word choices, my tone of voice, and my body movements are all going to have you have wet dreams, sex dreams, nocturnal emissions, sexual daydreams, and romantic crushes on me. But more importantly, I'm the kind of webcam model where I'm advocating for survivors while helping them turn into thrivers.